Bear Podcast. Yes. 360.
This makes me all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
Oh, I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies. Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards? Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both pasty white. So Matt, bear problem. Don selling his thong. Having it auctioned off, I think he got $150 just for his thong.
Your question of the week.
The second question of the week.
Oh, really? You want instant gratification in the week?
Yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
Well, welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and joining me today is Peter. Hi, Peter. Great.
Hi, Nard. How are you?
Good to see you here. And Peter is a gobo. He's a geeky homo host of Oh My Pod Podcast. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. I am. Yeah, it's been five years now.
Yeah, we've been
a long time.
We've been doing this for 5 years.
I have been doing it for a long time.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep.
So, let me see. So we're here. Peter is filling up for Ray because Ray is really busy right now. For this week, he has some rehearsals for Louis Weekend this coming Sunday, and they have not done any rehearsals for the show. So he said, "Can you get a co-host for this week because it's gonna be very busy for him." So he'll be back next week.
Well, I'm happy to fill in.
Thank you for filling in for Ray.
You're welcome.
Okay, so we do every show, we do some weekend updates, and how was your weekend, Peter?
It was fine. We had really bad rain here yesterday, like 2 inches of rain, and Friday night my dad got a new car, and I actually had to go sit in the car with him and help him set up all the settings. It has like a 7-inch computer display inside, and all these options he had to set from like how the doors lock and unlock, and it just was a little too much for my dad.
You,
I think.
And of course, you had to come to the rescue of the time.
Of course, that's my job. Yeah, that and the we talked him into buying an Apple TV.
Oh,
so he and my sister are addicted to Netflix. So,
what's the difference with the experience with doing it on a PS3? As opposed to doing it on an Apple TV, would it be the same?
I think mostly it was just the fact that the Apple TV cost $99 and the PS3 cost a lot more than that. we have two Apple TVs and an Xbox 360, and I no longer and a TiVo, and out of all three of those, the Apple TV runs Netflix.
Oh,
much,
I can
much
see
better.
You're saying it's smoother
it's
and
much
everything.
Smoother.
Okay.
Not to mention that you can also browse the queue and add stuff to the queue, and it is much, much nicer. So I don't use the TiVo or the Xbox for it. I mean, I use the Xbox if I'm going to watch a movie with somebody. That's the one cool feature the Xbox gives you, is that you both can watch the same Netflix movie at the same time.
Oh, at the same time. Okay.
And
with the same account, yeah,
you can
do that?
Up to four
I haven't
people.
Tried it.
Well, no. Meaning that if you have an Xbox and I have an Xbox, we can create an Xbox Live party and watch the movie together
that
at the same time.
Oh, okay.
As if... So that's fun. That's fun.
And
I
then
do that
you're on the phone with your family. So,
no. Well, you have your headset on, and you can talk through the Xbox Live chat. So it is actually pretty cool. It works out really well.
I haven't tried it. I've only used Netflix just to really watch on my own. But not. I haven't done any social.
You have an
Xbox?
No,
I don't. I have a PS3 and have a Wii.
Oh, I don't know if the PS3. I don't think that Sony implemented that feature. It's part of the Xbox. Like kind of online
good.
So.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see. Last weekend, I was in New Orleans for Mardi Gras. And
nice. Is it already
started?
Oh, yeah.
Mardi Gras is this coming Tuesday. But it's just that,
tomorrow.
And actually, this whole weekend is when all the parades and the Endymion Parade, the Bacchus Parade, all the major parades are happening this week. On the weekend.
Yeah, the one time I've ever been to New Orleans, I went actually the year I was there, the year before Katrina hit, and I had to go for work, and we had no idea. We just happened to be there like 2 days before, so we got to see some of the stuff, and it was fun.
It's always fun. But, you see a lot of people getting drunk on the streets, probably, I bet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I had a – we were walking in the French Quarter, and a very old, I would say probably in her 60s, old lady who was very drunk asked me to show her my ass.
So she could give you beads, right? Yeah. So did you? No.
Considering that
– Show me your ass. Not.
No, I did not. No, I'm sorry. Okay. I did not. Yeah, she screamed down, "Hey, cutie, show me your ass." And what?
Yeah, but, you could tell yeah. who showed a lot of who gets a lot of beads. People who shows a lot of ass. So,
or if you sat in front of the hotel, they just kept throwing them at you. So it wasn't really hard to get them.
Yeah, it's always fun. I'm used to it. I always go to New Orleans anyway, so it's always so fun. But this weekend, actually, there's an event there. It's actually a bear cruise from New Orleans, cool. And they're going to Mexico. And I got some friends on Facebook who's been messaging me. Oh, I have friends who are going there. Yeah, so it was good. Actually, there were 8 of us in the house. Can you imagine that in one apartment? It's a 2-bedroom apartment. There are 8 of us in the room. But only 4 of them were going to the cruise. And And it's still, they're big guys all in one room. Yeah.
I can imagine.
So our friends Mark, Ray, Jim, and Scott. Shout out, guys. Well, they won't hear until they come back because, you know, they're in the cruise right now. So they went to cruise.
Of course.
And you know what happened was, it's funny, Mike and I went to the moonwalk by the Mississippi River and we waved at them. Uh-huh. You know? But they're way too far. They're way too far.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah way
terrible.
Too far. So to wave at us, they're supposed to have a handkerchief, you know, a white handkerchief waving at us like that. But
yeah, we didn't have that on our
cruise. Oh, okay. But it was fun. And, you know, it's Mardi Gras, and for the past few years that I've been going to Mardi Gras, I catch a lot of beads, but this year I only caught two. So it's really pathetic, and it's really cold, and I don't think you would like to catch beads while it's cold and everything. So I just didn't enjoy that much. But we did have a good brunch that Saturday. I don't know if you heard of this. It's a restaurant called... Cunt of Two Sisters. Sorry, Court of Two Sisters.
Not the cunt, but okay. The court. I wouldn't eat at the cunt, but I would eat at the court. Yes, we did eat
oh, you
there.
Did? Oh, we my God. So mm-hmm. How was your experience there before?
It was interesting.
I find it amazing because I've been to a lot of restaurants there already. It's my first time there at the Court of Two Sisters.
Oh, okay.
And what's amazing was how they serve, how they really pamper you and everything. First, they seat us, of course, and they get our drink orders. And as soon as the guy leaves, cue in the live jazz music.
Yes,
oh my
exactly.
God!
It was a little.
And I know it was amazing. Yep. You know, okay. So thank you for thank you, and just get your drinks, and we'll get your drinks, and I'll get back to you. And the guy leaves, and then music. Oh my God! And it's just amazing. And one of my friends was eating shrimp. You know, and got messy and everything. When, of course, the waiters are really observing you. Once you finish,
yes, they are.
As you try to wipe your finger, and they give you a wet nap. Oh my God! Oh, thank you. Are you watching what I'm eating? So yeah, it's amazing. It's a real service.
It's a really neat restaurant.
I think
it just was a little overwhelming for me.
Never been
too much attention. Too much attention.
I think it's...
Yeah. It reminded me of one time back in high school, my grandfather took us to a French restaurant where there were like 4 wait people waiting for every single thing you did. And, you know, like when you put your fork down after your dish was done, they would like come and take the plate and the fork away. It was just too much. But it was fun. It was fun. We ate at a lot of places. We were there for 4 days. So we got to
eat
a lot
of different restaurants. You get to try a lot.
Down in the quarter. So, yeah, had a lot
of fun.
You should
come by again.
Of course, I could have... We just haven't had a chance yet, to be honest with you. I mean, I was really glad that we got to go right before the hurricane because, you know, it was like a good chance to do it. But, yeah, we had fun. We went to, like, Patty O'Brien's and we ate. Of course, I had to go to Café Du Monde every single night.
Of course, Café Du Monde. Were you wearing black? Were you wearing black shirt? Oh, no.
I was forewarned. I was forewarned. Okay. My friend Rob, who lives in Tennessee, he's a very frequent visitor, so he gave me the rundown. Although Sean is my partner, is not a very messy person, so he would never blow powdered sugar on anybody because no. But no, it was fun. I mean, I liked the coffee, and of course, the beignet was just to die for there. So yeah, so we had a lot of fun. We went to a lot of places down there. Some place where we had the hottest jambalaya I've ever had in my life. I thought I was gonna die. It was just so hot. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I would love to go back.
Yeah, really nice let me know time. So we could.
I don't think I would go at Mardi Gras again. It was like I think February the year we went, and it was freezing and.
Probably not a good time during Mardi Gras for you, because I know you. You don't like too much crowd. Do you? Or do you like crowds or what?
Oh, I don't mind crowds at all, but it just was too cold. I mean, I wish I could have hung out, you know, where it wasn't. We had scarves and gloves on. It was so cold when we were there, so yeah.
I can imagine you wearing scarves and gloves because you're from the north, so it's kind of you're kind of used to this already. It's cold.
Well, you're used to it, but you don't necessarily want to be standing around watching a parade. Like where I live, I mean, I live in Philadelphia. We only have parades in the summertime. We don't bother to have them in the fall and the spring and the winter because it's too cold. So, yeah, it was just a little bit strange to be standing there watching, because where the hotel was like the very beginning of the route of whatever parade they were doing. It was a practice run maybe. So, you know, it was – mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't in the heart of people. There was just, you know, a very small group of people around, mostly hotel guests. And, you know, there was hundreds of thousands of beads everywhere. I mean, I came home and just gave them to anybody who would come near me. Just, take these, please.
You didn't have to show anything. Here's a bead.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I didn't show anything. I just stood in front of the hotel. Oh, okay. So, mm-hmm. But, yeah, I liked New Orleans. It was very nice.
Okay. Well, so, just let me know if you guys are going there again, so we'll figure
out. If I ever come down, I will make sure I let you know. Just like if I ever come to Texas, I'll let
all
you
right.
know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to move on. We have some topics for you guys. Okay, what are the things that Peter and Pinoy Boy on the – and now, Shuti.
Shuti.
Oh, we're saying it right now. Shuti. We're saying it right now.
Shuti, we're saying it.
Shuti.
Well, you know, we had an interesting conversation about it. Shuti is Thai. And being a northerner and being an American, I don't have hard T's in my dialect. So I tend to run things together. So, yeah, I usually say shooty. I get the T in there, but I don't get the hard stop. So.
So it's shooty,
who is our new co-host on Oh My Pod.
Yes, that's right. Yes. So what they do on Oh My Pod is they talk about lots of things. And most of the stuff that they concentrate on is technology. It's actually a gay podcast with concentrating on lots of tech.
Yeah, the point of Oh My Pod is supposed to be kind of just eavesdropping in a conversation between, you know, two friends. And Pinoy Boy and I have been doing the show together for 4 years, and we usually talk about all kinds. I mean, you know, we've had shows where we talked about sex toys. We have shows where we talk about Mac stuff. We have shows where we talk about tech stuff, you know, phones. And what we've just done this week, actually, we just did our second episode today, is we've added a second podcast, which is going to be all the days that we don't do the weekly podcast. So four shows a week. And it's going to be exactly the same thing. It'll be listening to Shuti's and I's conversation, talking about the things that we like. And rather than just being tech-focused, that has a lot more cars, video games, pop culture, TVs, movies, and stuff like that.
Okay.
So it's a nice podcast. I mean, they're both gay podcasts. I don't think we really get too much into the gay topics or anything. It's usually just...
It's just two gay guys who talk about two gomos.
Geeky homos.
Geeky homos, guys. Okay. Remember that term?
Almost,
okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, we'll talk about... Yeah, it's onmypod.net if you guys want to check it out. And Peter and Pinoy Boy are online friends of mine for some time now, for a long time now.
Yeah, well, podcasters stick together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, speaking of tech, okay, we're going to talk about tech right now. Something that is important to many Mac geeks, and I myself am excited about this.
I don't think it's limited to Mac geeks. I think the whole entire world is interested.
Okay.
To not even geeks. I think. I mean, I have been stopped more times at work with some of the questions you're about to ask me, because I am definitely the Apple fanboy in my world. Everybody asks me about anything Apple.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you want to talk about? I'm sure the iPad too.
We're going to talk about the iPad too, because this is something that I myself plan to get. So.
Okay.
Okay. So let's talk about specs. What do you have? What do we have as specs here? All I know is that it's got dual core and 512 megabytes memory.
Well, we don't know that it has 512 megabytes memory. That's the rumor. Apple has not said what it has. The only thing they said that it actually does have is that it has a dual core A9 based processor. So
A5 or A9
ARM based. Well. The A5 is Apple takes the A9 chip that ARM makes. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it's not ARM, but they take the chip technology they make, and then they build their own system stuff in. So what's really great about the iPad and the iPhone is that Apple can customize these chips and make them do the things that they need to do rather than wasting clock cycles on stuff that's generic. So it's a custom chip for the machine, and so it is called the A5 chip. It's dual core. We do know that it definitely has more memory. We just don't know how much. It does have a front and a rear-facing camera. The specs of those are not given. And what I found really interesting was that Steve Jobs, who was surprisingly the person who gave the presentation, came out and said that, you know, we're past PCs here. These are what we call post-PC products. And specs don't matter. What matters is the experience. What matters is that when you hold that device, it does what you want it to do. It's speedy, it's quick, it does all these things. And he made it very clear that they're not worried about, you know, the Zoom has this processor, we have that processor. I mean, we're worried about delivering an experience to you. And mm-hmm. he actually quoted that as why Apple gets it and no one else does. Because all these other people are looking at this like it's a PC, whereas they're looking at it as a device. So I don't think we're ever going to really know until someone tears apart the machine how much RAM it has. But, mm-hmm. you know, the point is this, the iPad 1 is no slouch. It is a very,
not at all.
I mean, I have one. It's not slow. It does everything I ask it to do. I mean, I do sometimes applications will quit, you know, when they're in the background that I wish they wouldn't, you know, but that's to be expected, I think. So, but yeah, it's got dual cores, the cameras are not very high quality. They're just there to do FaceTime. So mm-hmm. I didn't spend a lot of time and money. And one of the things that's bothering me a lot is I hear a lot of people complaining about these specs and this, that, and everything else. And the one thing that people keep failing to understand is Apple is handing you the 16-gigabyte iPad 2 at $499.
Mm-hmm.
The Zoom costs $800.
That's true.
There has to be some cost savings there. So if they give me a little bit less RAM and a little bit less of a camera resolution, I don't need a 5-megapixel camera on a device. Could you imagine trying to take a picture like this?
I personally will not take pictures with this. It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's ridiculous to hold an iPad up just to take pictures. No, I would rather even use my Canon. I have a point and shoot. Yeah. I would rather use that, actually.
I mean, what people are talking about, I mean, they are always going after things that you're never really going to do. And that kind of bothers me because the point of the back-facing camera on an iPad is if you and I are talking through FaceTime and you want to show me something on your table or something, you know, that the cat is doing, that's what it's there for. It's not really there. And it will capture 720p video on the backside. So it's not a bad camera, but I don't see the point in spending the money, even though it is probably only a couple pennies. Mm-hmm. But I think that to get the price down to where they have it, and there's nothing close to in price to it. I mean, let's be honest. You can't touch another tablet for that little bit of money.
Yeah.
So, although it's not a little bit of money. But,
At work, I have some discussions about that. Then they would rather have a Zoom because of its, like you said, it's all specs, 1 gigahertz, dual core, all these memory, 1 gigabyte memory, it can run Honeycomb and stuff like that. But to me, I personally, I own about two Android devices right now, and to me, mm-hmm. it's just really for playing around with it.
Right.
But this is my opinion. Okay. To be honest, I don't think it's ready for real what do you call this, for prime time.
Prime time.
That's how I would say it.
Well, you know, I mean, let's be honest. There's only one tablet out there right now that is even partially baked for prime time, and that's the Zoom because it has Honeycomb on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the point of it is I agree with you there, this is something that PB and I, Pinoy Boy and I, say all the time on the show is that's the difference, I think, between a PC user and a Mac user. And I hate to make this generalization, but PC users care more about what is possible rather than what they really want. You know what I mean? Like we have a Shuti and I have a friend, Mike, really great guy. He is the luckiest guy in the world because he works, I think, for AT&T. So he gets to see, you know, all these great phones and everything. And he wants a Zoom. And I said to him, why on earth do you want a Zoom? You already have an iPad. And he said, oh, it can do Flash. And I said, are you going to use Flash? And he says, I might. And he said, it has a gigabyte of RAM. And I said, is your iPad slow? No. He said, I might need that. So I just think that's and it's not bad. It's just a difference. It's like when somebody comes to me and says, well, I can't buy an iMac because I can't get into it to change the graphics card.
Mm-hmm.
Have you changed the graphics card on your machine? Well, no, but I could. So I think that's the difference. Is, I mean, if you're a Mac person, you don't care that you can't open up that computer. All you want is that computer to do everything you ask it to do.
Yeah.
And there's the difference. And I want Android to succeed, because for a lot of people out there, that closed system isn't cutting it for them. And the more competitions out there for Apple, the better the iPad's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like people have been complaining about a Retina display. This is more of that want versus need thing for me. Like, do you really need the screen to be twice as deep of resolution? I mean, yes, maybe it will look better, but do you really need that? And would you want to pay the price that Apple would have to charge you to make that possible?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Well, that's one of the things that probably I would say that that's not a con for me.
No, it's not a con for me either.
It's not a con for you. Well, actually, I have, like I said, in a... I have pros and cons in this one, because like I always say that I'm not an early adopter. I don't like being an early. No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
I like getting either second generation. You know, I always get the second generation, and to me, anything that is, you know, that comes out, they improve from the first one. That's the way. Of course, that's all. They're normal, and of course the cameras. Because I got Mike an iPad Touch, so with this iPad, if I get this one. It would have, you know, FaceTime and everything. It'd be great. It'd be nice thing to probably.
Well, I mean, I'm looking forward to, you know, we're using FaceTime right now. Mm-hmm. I would love to offload that to the iPad and let it sit next to the computer while I have my whole screen, you know. So, yeah, FaceTime, I definitely think that's a definite win for me.
Yeah. Well, like you said earlier about Retina display, it would be nice. It would be nice to have Retina display. I mean,
I actually disagree with you there. I don't think it would be nice to have a Retina display, just because I think that the Retina display on an iPad would just really yield us too fine a detail. Like I think the Retina display works real well on the iPhone because it's 3.7 inches. I just think once you put that to 9.7. It might be a little bit too much, and
really?
Not to mention that it would be very difficult. You have to remember that iOS developers already have to develop for two different resolutions, unlike Android developers that have to develop to, I think it's 7 or 8 different resolutions right now, because all the devices have different ones. I just think throwing that in, and more importantly, and I can't say this enough, is I know we all talk about Apple as if it's, you know, our best friend who always wants to give us the coolest toys, but they're a business. And there's no need to spend the money and put that Retina display in when the device is selling perfectly well as it is.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I mean, you have to have something in your back pocket for next time.
But, you know, they are going to, you know, that's probably a future release, you know.
You can expect you it,
like probably iPad 3. iPad 3 would have it probably. And I personally think that it should, by now, maybe on the iPad 3, maybe they would have a micro SD card.
I disagree. I'll be honest with you. If you're an Apple user or an Apple person, you know that they do. I mean, the simple fact that there's an SD slot on any Mac is amazing to me. But there's really no need for a micro SD card. I would sooner see a USB port or a Thunderbolt port than a micro USB. I mean, you don't need to add more memory. 16, 32, and 64, that's pretty generous memory. And I'll be honest with you, I currently have a 64 gigabyte iPad, and my next one will be a 16.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I don't use any of the space on my machine.
Well, the only reason I want to get SD cards there, because I would really like to transfer files to it, make it my storage. I mean, if I'm going to use it, if it did have a micro SD card, I would put my pictures into there from my normal digital camera.
Then what you do. But see, the point is, like, there's a solution for that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That solution is the camera connection kit, which I have, and it works fabulous. When I went to Japan, every night I put all my pictures onto my MacBook and onto the iPad. And the reason I put them onto the iPad, aside from having a separate place to back things up, was the next day over breakfast when Sean and myself and my friend who lives in Japan, we could sit down and look at them together through the iPad. And that was very enjoyable.
Yeah.
That works really well. And all you need is your micro SD to, you know, SD card connector. I mean, my whole point is Apple doesn't put ports in, because think about it. There's a couple reasons for that. One, that changes the thickness of the device. I mean, if you had to put a micro SD card slot on there or an SD card slot on there, which is what they probably would do, so it still wouldn't make you happy, that would add thickness to the device. And if they're trying to make it as thin as possible, that's the greatest thing about the dock connector. And everybody was real upset when Apple came out with that dock connector, but that is, I mean, everything goes through there. It's nice and easy, and it's really a great thing, I think.
Yeah. I would imagine, though. I would imagine in the future they would still. Because that's how the MacBooks, right? They have
SD card slots, but not all of them do. And I think that I don't think that's going to last. I think sooner or later, yeah.
You think the next MacBook Pros will not have it anymore?
No, I don't know. I don't know that that's the case, but I mean, I understand why they're there. I just don't see the point in putting them on the iPad. I think they're going to continue with that. I think what's going to actually happen though is that the camera connection kit will work with the next iPhone as well. Though I think that that's a better way of doing things. And like I said, more ports cause more drain on battery, take up more space. That's less space for a battery. I mean, the thing about the iPad is, I mean, have you seen an iPad disassembled?
On iFixit, right?
There are two batteries in here that are bigger than iPhones to keep this thing charged. And I will not lie, still, a year later, I'm still getting a full 4 or 5 days worth of consistent use on my iPad before I have to charge it. So I don't think they're ever going to get rid of that. So I think you're hoping for something that's not going to happen there. I think you might see a Thunderbolt port on there someday, but I don't think it's going to be a micro SD.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see. You're going to get the 16 gig, right?
I have decided that we had a weird, like, I ordered a 32 gigabyte one, and at first my partner said, I don't really want that iPad thing. And then once, we got closer to the day it was released, he had decided, of course, he wanted one. So we went to Best Buy, and the only thing they had left was 64 gigabytes. And I said, well, I would love to have a 64 gigabyte. Right now there is about 14 gigabytes of stuff on there, and it includes my entire music library, which I don't need on my iPad because I have it on my iPhone. So, no, I don't think I'll be getting a very large one.
I think this time because I had a 16 gig iPhone, now I have the iPhone 4 will be 32. I think I'm gonna go for 64 myself because I want to use it for storage myself.
What are you gonna store on there?
Videos, lots of videos, and pictures and videos. Well, and storage.
The one thing that is kind of difficult about videos for me is you have to take great pains to make them iTunes friendly.
I understand that. I already expect that. I mean, I already factored that in, that it has to be iPad friendly or
yeah. I mean, I don't blame you because, like I said, this time last year I would have said the same thing to you. I will tell you the one thing that stinks is resale value. 64-bit is not yet adding anything to the resale value of this iPad. No, people just don't seem to care. I think 32 is your sweet spot. It's not difficult to manage. Most movies, two-hour movies, are 2 gigabytes or so through Apple TV using Handbrake. So, we put movies when we went to Japan, all the movies on one iPad. And then iPad was mostly, empty and full of pictures and stuff. But yeah, I mean, I can see that. But I think 64 is a bit of overkill. I think you might want to think about 32 and be a little bit more managing your data. But
yeah, well, like I said, I might be using that. Because when probably I travel, I might be using it for transferring files, really, and instead of bringing a MacBook. So I don't know. That's why I wanted to get one, something bigger than usual.
Go for that.
But anyway, yeah. So okay, we're running out of time, so we got to go on. Let me see. We wanted to mention 4.3 iOS 4.3.
Mm-hmm. They also announced that the same day. That will be out the same day.
Is it out now for the iPhone?
No. If you're a developer, an iOS developer, they seeded the golden master or the final copy last week.
Okay.
And so lots of people have it right now. But it comes out on Friday as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
okay.
It's a very nice, it's a really nice upgrade. Yeah, that's all I can say about that. No.
Okay.
It's nice. They've added a lot of features. A couple of my favorite features are they've really seriously improved AirPlay, and I don't think it would get me in trouble. I have been learning iOS development, so I have had my hands on 4.3 during the past beta period. Now that it's general master or gold master, I don't think it matters, but they've really improved AirPlay. And if you have an Apple TV, it's so nice that you can be watching something on your iPad, come back in the house, throw it to the Apple TV, and then bring it back to the iPad, and it keeps where you were. Do you know what I'm saying? So, like, if I'm listening to a podcast, and I go upstairs to fold some clothes, I can just throw it to my Apple TV in the bedroom, which plays it on the big speakers, and then comes back again. When you go over to someone's house, if they have an Apple TV, you can just go ahead and throw it over there. So AirPlay has gotten a lot better. I like it a lot. Mm-hmm. I use it extensively. I'm actually surprised how much I use it. Mm-hmm. The other nice thing that I really will appreciate, and again, it's all centered around the fact that I have Apple TVs, is the home sharing. Apple announced quite a while ago this thing called home sharing, which kind of took the place of a shared library on your iTunes. And what it does is it allows you to see the other library and actually play stuff. And like if you're watching a movie and stop, when you go back to that library on a different device, it should pick up. And you now can do that on both the iPhone and the iPad, which kind of sucks mm-hmm. because there was all these companies out there that had like Air Video Server, for example, which you install the server on your Mac and then you watch. Well, you don't need that anymore because it's all built in. So that's a really nice feature. So you can access shared libraries right from your iPhone. And the other thing is it's got a much faster Safari. You can notice the difference. The JavaScript engine is much quicker. And the iPhone adds something called a personal hotspot, which...
Oh, that's something I'm really interested in.
Okay.
Okay, so elaborate on that.
Well, let's tie that back into the iPad conversation again, right? So where we're at with this is right now the iPhone has something called tethering, and I'm speaking about America, right? I don't know about other places, but here AT&T offers you something called tethering, and that's via Bluetooth or USB. So you take your phone, plug it into your MacBook, and you're good to go. That doesn't work with your iPad in any way, shape, or form. So what Apple has done is they've rolled out this new feature with the Verizon iPhone, and it's also come to the GSM iPhones, and that is called personal hotspot. So you basically take the internet connection of your phone and share it over the Wi-Fi to up to, I think AT&T said it's going to be 3 devices only, which is more than enough. But you have some caveat.
Even one, it's okay with me.
What's that? Well, you could use your MacBook and your iPad, for example. Or if you and Mike were somewhere and he wanted to use his iPod Touch and you wanted to use your MacBook, you could do that as well. So it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
But the good thing is that AT&T used to charge you $20 for tethering, and you drew off your 2 gigabyte limit a month because you have to forfeit your unlimited data plan to do this, which kind of sucks. But with the new plan, they're going to give you an extra 2 gigabytes. And once you've used up that whole 2 gigabytes, then you would draw from your actual phone plan. And unless you're a really high end, you know, using it for 8, 9, 10 hours a day, 4 gigabytes of data should be more than enough. I mean, I have a Verizon MiFi and I have never used more than a gigabyte. So
yeah, I've used up one time. I've been streaming Netflix on my iPhone, and I've been watching the IT Crowd.
Yeah, great show.
I don't know if you watch that. I racked up about 3 gigabytes.
Well, yeah, you don't want to stream Netflix over
Netflix. Don't don't stream Netflix on your iPhone.
No, actually, we have a friend.
You can, but don't too much. Don't
we had a friend who had an iPad, 3G iPad, and did that the very first day. Used up about 4 gigabytes of Netflix and was hit with a heck of a bill. So, yeah, you don't want to do that. I mean, really, your personal hotspot stuff should be for you want to get your mail when you're on the road. You want to, you know, check this, check that. I wouldn't do FaceTime over it. That takes up a lot of bandwidth. Be smart about it. But, I mean, the point is that AT&T has made it better. And I would say I could never recommend to anybody to buy a 3G iPad either on Verizon or on AT&T. The AT&T one's a little bit better because there's definitely no contract involved. But, you know, I would rather have a Wi-Fi one. Save that. I mean, for that $130, you could buy a MiFi device.
I would rather have a Wi-Fi.
And if you're going to go with MiFi, seriously consider Virgin Mobile, which is an MVNO or
I used to have that. Yep, I used to have a Virgin Mobile.
It's like a sub brand of the Verizon network. So you get all that activity or all that access to all those towers, but
you mean the Sprint. It's on Sprint, actually.
I thought that Virgin Sprint. Was on Sprint and
Virgin Mobile is on Sprint.
Okay, I was saying Virgin Mobile. What's the one that's on? There's one that's on Verizon. Totally. But yeah, still Sprint has got a great network too. And it's still the same kind of solid service. And the difference is that with the MiFi from Virgin Mobile, you don't need a contract. It's month to month. So if you just want to pay that $50 unlimited, you know, when you're going on vacation, then you can do that. So it's actually kind of nice.
Yeah. It's a good idea. So recommendation, just get a Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi version of the iPad too, if you want. I would recommend that myself too.
Well, I mean,
because I don't want any contracts or anything.
Well, the personal hotspots are great though because they don't limit you to just one device. When you get that AT&T or that Verizon one, that's your iPad. But what if you need your MacBook for an hour? You know, at least you have that option. So, yep, that's what I would
recommend. That's true. Or if you're uploading a show. Like this show.
I would never upload a show over that, but okay.
Not over that, no. Anyway, okay, so let's move on. I have some some events that I need to tell you guys. Okay. But of course, this coming week, this coming May, is going to be Bear Watch. Ray's not here. This is Ray's job. Okay. It's Ray's job to promote. So it's bearwatch.net. If you guys want to go to Galveston, Texas, it's the event sponsored by the Houston Area Bears, and it's on May 20th to 22nd. And it's Bearwatch 12, and our theme is Animal House. And, you know, it's going to be togas, and it's going to be, you know, fraternity. So there's going to be fraternity names. You have to join a fraternity.
Oh my.
Which reminds me. Yeah. And other stuff. You get lots of food with your registration. I think we feed you about 4 times or 5 times that weekend. So that'd be great. And if you guys go to bearwatch.net, go and register. Okay. So next event that I'll be next week is Texas Bear Roundup. It's the 16th, I think. I think it's their 16th. And I need a room, guys, because I need a room. I'm not in the host hotel, so help me. Anyway, so I know I'm kidding though. I have a room in another hotel. But if you guys need someone to share, I don't snore a lot. email me show@bearpodcast.com. So Texas Bear Roundup is on March 17th to 20th. And I'll be there. We'll be probably doing some shows, some videos with some of our friends there. So we'll see what happens. So go to tbru.org to see what's going on in the schedule there. So, okay. One more event, actually, this coming weekend. It's Ray and I are going to be busy. And it's going to be like Louis Weekend. Yeah, Let Us Entertain You. That's the Let Us Louis, L-E-L-U-E-Y. So Let Us Entertain You.
Okay.
And it's going to be this coming weekend, and it's the 38th.
38?
It's going to be from March.
Wow.
The 38th year. So it's March 10th to 13th here in Houston. And Ray and I will be there every night, and we'll be probably recording from there. And Ray will be performing at the Show of Shows with the Houston Air Bears. And I personally don't know what they're going to do yet. I'm sure it's going to be sick. They always do something sick.
Okay.
That's how they do it. I mean, that the bears always do something either weird or I don't know. We'll see. It's gonna be shocking.
Okay.
A couple of years ago, they did. You know when two girls one cup
yes.
came out, they did three bears one cup thing.
Nice.
But it was nasty. So people had reactions.
Oh no.
Yeah. So it's really nasty. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. It's coming this coming Sunday. So probably have pictures of Ray doing his performance. I don't know.
Okay.
So how about you, Peter? What are you doing this coming week?
I will be sitting around wishing that my iPad was going to be here since you can't even order one till Friday. And I refuse to go stand on the line. I'm just not even.
You know what? I think I might line up. What do you think? Is it a good idea?
Well, someone in Dallas already started lining up, so.
Really?
There's a guy. His name's iJustin, and he's been at every single iOS device thing since the iPhone. But well, you know, there's a store. I'm an hour from two stores. I'm right in the middle of both of them. And it used to be the one that was an hour west of me. No one knew about, and no one went to. So I ordered my iPhone there, and stood in line for 9.5 hours. So yeah, I'm just gonna order it and wait until Monday or Tuesday.
I wanted to order it online, but. Like you said.
Well, you can order it at 3 a.m. on Friday morning. So 12:01 a.m. Pacific time. So,
what if I just go to the local Best Buy?
They may have some. I mean, like I said, we bought one of ours at the local Best Buy. The problem is, I think you're going to have a couple problems. Number one, lots more people know about the iPad now, so you might have trouble. I would expect if you order it on Friday, you'll have it by Monday or Tuesday. I mean, they'll ship from Shanghai pretty quickly, I'm sure. Everything you ever buy from Apple comes from China, so it takes a while to get here. But yeah, they're going to do overnight shipping, I think, for the first set of orders. So I'm just surprised that they're not taking pre-orders and then ship dropping.
Yeah.
So I might actually have to stay up until 3 o'clock in the morning on Friday, just to make sure I
just wake up really early.
Yeah. So are you going to get a smart cover?
I'm sorry,
the smart cover.
I'm going to get one.
The,
The smart cover. Oh yeah, the snaps on. I saw that. I think I'll get it. I don't see why
we
not.
Learned. I just talked about this on our podcast today, but we learned something new today. Is that there's not only a magnet on the side, but there's also a magnet on the front that holds it closed when you turn it over. And when you open the case, it not only wakes it up, but it also does the slide to unlock things. So you don't have to do two steps to get your iPad open. And that's built into the OS. Okay. So other manufacturers will be able to take advantage of that. So, yeah, I think I'm going to get one. I'm not really sure I want a leather one. So it's either pastel colors or whatever.
Pastel, if they had lavender.
They have pink, they have lime green, they have creamsicle orange, they have a gray color, and I don't know what the other one is.
What's creamsicle?
Oh, don't laugh. That's what my, what is that? My partner wants. He wants a white iPad.
Oh, really? Oh, my God.
He loves orange as his favorite color. So.
Orange
is very nice.
Yeah, if there is lavender or blue. Lavender.
I have like to think lavender. I got to tease you a little bit more about gay lavender color. Over orange. But okay,
I know. Okay, I know.
Yeah, now there's but nice anyway. Colors in leather, but I think I want to go with the plastic because it's cheaper.
Yeah, it's cheaper. So. I would do. I would.
And if
do
anybody
the same.
Wants to buy a 64 gigabyte iPad, I have a lovely one right here. Trying desperately to sell.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, so Peter, thank you so much for being in the show. It's always good to have a guest in the show.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for filling in for Ray. And okay, so pimp out Oh My Pod.
We have tell two us more podcasts, about Oh My Pod and Oh My Pod Daily. That's at ohmypod.net. You can email us there at feedback@ohmypod.net. I also have my own blog. It's just called Mute Witness. It's at macboyx.com. And my email address there is macboyx@macboyx.com.
All right. Okay. So check him out. MacBoy
yes,
X. MacBoy. You had that name for
a long
time.
Well, you know, I wanted to be MacBoy when I first got my Mac, but there was already a very popular website named MacBoy, so I kind of stuck the X from OS 10 on the end of it, and it 10. Stuck, and, you know.
Switcher.
Look who's talking. You're a noob. You're not even a switcher. I may not have been around with OS 10, but hey, I haven't had a PowerPC Mac, so.
I have a history with Macs back in the Philippines.
Uh-huh. What was your first Macintosh?
I don't know.
That you bought.
SE 10. I didn't know. I worked with them. It doesn't count. Damn it. Anyway, okay, so thank you
You're
again,
welcome.
Peter. Okay, so guys, if you want to comment on the show, email us show@bearpodcast.com and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com and subscribe via iTunes, follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Also, call us, voicemail line at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. And leave us a voice comment and we'll play it in the show. And to watch the videos, and hope you guys enjoyed this video, and thank
you're
you again.
Thanks for
Peter.
Having me.
So, all right, thank you everyone for watching and listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. And Wolf send many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear!
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear! Wolf, what a bear!
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear! Wolf, what a bear!
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear!